On Candid Camera, I don't know if you all ever watch Candid Camera, but on Candid Camera, they did a great setup that, pointed this, made the point of some of the times that we're living in. I think very apropos something that Kaufman and Hart would have written, because they did the setup where they hired a group of people who were hired to go through submissions at a greeting card company. And at this greeting card company, what they were supposed to do is they were supposed to weed out dirty words. Any dirty words that might have come up. And here are some of the words that, people pulled up as being dirty and should be expunged. Jocular. Matriculate. Titillate. Thespian. Now, of course, that is a dirty word, but whorehound and seersucker. And my favorite one was spelled F-U-G-U-E, which, of course, they all ended up pronouncing as fug you. And it made perfect sense to me, though, because, you know, what could be more dangerous? What could be more dangerous than having a group of jocular, matriculating thespians titillating in their whorehounds and seersuckers, fug-you-ing all day long? Well, I'll tell you. Words are wonderful things. And over the past few months, New York has been being conquered by a gentleman who brings his observations on words, on life, on America, on empire building. He's currently stealing scenes from Sean Connery in the hit film The Avengers, as well as breaking records in his own one-man show. Please welcome Mr. Eddie Izzard. I must say, are you from upstate, Eddie?
Yeah, well, hugely upstate. No, there was one guy on 23rd Street. He, you know, because everyone knows I'm not from New York or America or anything like this continent. But one guy said, "Hey, you're from upstate, aren't you?" You know, it was very funny at the time. But so I killed him, you know, and then it fitted in with New York.
But one of the things I'm so impressed with that you do, where did you get your view of history, Eddie?
I mean, well, from the History Channel, actually. I just watch intensely the History Channel. I know, what's his name? What's that guy's name? Sander van Oeck. I keep seeing him coming on thing. Because it's just, they seem to have just, in the History Channel, it's quite interesting. I mean, I'm just a nut on history, but in a bizarre way, in a kind of sort of loose throwaway way. And no one's done stand-up comedy on history. No one's done it at all. So I do it on Henry VIII. I do it on Hannibal and the elephants. And people get really, you know, freaked out because I'm going to talk about history and Henry VIII and his weird way of starting the Anglican Church and stuff like this. But I just watch intensely the History Channel, and they seem to have linked things together by just saying, the history of dustbins through the ages. Yes, even President Roosevelt had a dustbin. And they go into a lot of stuff on President Roosevelt about his dustbin, what he put into his dustbin. And they'll just link it together on dustbins throughout the ages.
Well, this because I was sitting there amazed, but I said, this is the sort of history teacher we should all have in school, because I frankly learned more about history and the Anglican Church. And I must tell you, I'm Episcopalian, the American version of Anglican, which we were taught to throw great cocktail parties and not much out, yes. But
we just do scones and tea. Yeah.
Well, tell me, the one thing, what are you up to? Because you're doing all sorts of things. I know that the movie is a big old hit. And,
well, it will be when it comes out. Well,
it's out.
Oh, yes, it is an enormous hit.
There you go.
Now that it's out
That's
in
right.
this August day.
That's
and,
right.